Now, 100 more Dublin-based solicitors have said they will resign immediately from the Criminal Legal Aid Panel in a major escalation of the dispute over new legal aid payments and the new legal aid payment scheme. The scheme came into effect at the first of this month and brings in a flat fee payment per client. Under the old system, a solicitor was paid for each court appearance by a single person, starting at €239.38 for the first appearance and then €59.86 for each subsequent hearing. The new system replaces that with a once paid €520 flat fee. Solicitors met at the Courts of Criminal Justice yesterday afternoon and agreed unanimously that no criminal defence service will be provided under the new scheme. They also will continue their refusal to provide advice to suspects detained for questioning in Garda stations. Speaking after the meeting, Solicitor Tony Collier said, the terms of the new scheme do not address the complex needs of our clients or take into account the cost of providing effective criminal defence representation. People who appear before the courts are often the most vulnerable and require public assistance to fund their defence. Now, the court's work continues here in Kerry, but there has been a significant level of disruption. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got Solicitor and President of the Kerry Law Society, Pat Mann. Pat, good morning to you. Okay, we've lost the connection with Pat. We will try and get him back up on the line as quickly as possible to hear what he has to say. The solicitors are pretty angry with this, and both sides seem fairly far apart in relation to this situation with regards to providing services. Now, if you've been affected by it and if you have been on the courts or anything else like that, I'd love to hear your views on this. What's been happening in your particular case? Solicitors, of course, have been highly critical of the terms of the new legal aid scheme, and they're saying that the minister imposed the scheme without meaningful consultation or discussion with the key stakeholders. I think we have Pat Mann back on the line. Pat, can you hear me?
I can, Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Can you tell me, first of all, what's happening in the Kerry courts over the last couple of weeks and up until yesterday in terms of disruption?
Yes, well, I forget now when I was on with you. Was it last week sometime? But it's more or less the same. There are all the colleagues are just simply turning up to keep an eye on the list, not partaking in any cases, because that's how the working's rule is working. We just indicate that such a person is a client, but we are not getting involved in the case, and all matters are just simply being adjourned CDD to some other date. Now we're facing in towards August now, which is traditionally the vacation month. So all cases will automatically now be joined to September and October.
Okay, and that will obviously increase the lists in September and October if this keeps going.
Sure, the lists are huge as they are, even at the moment, yeah.
Yeah, and that's going to make things pretty unworkable for the courts, isn't it, if this keeps going?
It is. Yes, but they say, from our perspective, we didn't create any of this. Like, this has been created now by the government. And, I mean, what I want people to understand clearly about this is that an attempt was made to sort of hold out some kind of a thing that looked okay to the public by the minister by making a small increase.
In the flat fee, yes.
Well, yeah, but hold on now. What's interesting here now is to get this thing right, because we have to get it factually correct, is that he said that a decision was made last February at cabinet level to do this readjustment without any consultation to us. So if that was done last February at cabinet level, how did he manage to come along then and propose that he was going to make a sort of an increase to the thing? I mean, he didn't discuss it with anybody. There's nobody's been consulted about it. And he wants everybody's lives all changed sort of on a whim. Sure, I mean, okay, that's not how the democratic system works.
Yeah. He feels that this needs to be changed, Pat, and that the system that was in place was allowing for an extension of cases, too many adjournments, too long going through the courts, and too much money being spent in the system. He's trying to clear that up.
Right. That's all soundbite time, Jerry, because the practitioners like myself who are working at the coalface in this would say that bears such a no relation to the practical reality of the situation on the ground. When I was on with you the last time, it was a Wednesday morning, actually, and I remember I was going down to court, and I told you in that conversation I had with you that a particular case where I was waiting for a book of evidence in, for a man that's in custody, that wins them on. It was its 17th day in court without a book of evidence.
Yeah.
Now, tell me then how that is the fault of the people on the defence side. Tell me
So you're saying that's the state side. The guards are too slow. The state is too slow very often in putting the book of evidence forward, and it's not every case is down to the solicitor delaying it.
No, that's absolutely correct. I mean, when you look at it from our perspective, the sooner we can get a case closed, the smaller the file is between the front cover and the back cover, that is the time that will pay the person properly to get the case out of the way. Not have a huge file of paper going from week to week, month to month. We have an anxiety to get these matters done. We can get them done if we can get what we want.
What do you say to what Jim O'Callaghan said yesterday in relation to one particular case which was featured in the media last week? He said he was struck by a recent court case in Dublin in which a Kerry man appeared in court charged with a very minor offence from the day of the All-Ireland final in 2003. He said it was unacceptable that it took 3 years for that case to be heard. He's holding that up as an example of what's wrong with the system, what he wants to clear up.
Well, I tell you, I was asking the lads here before, when you told me that I was going to be coming on, I was asking, did anybody know about this case? Because, you see, when he said it, it was he kept it so vague. We thought it was actually a local case here. And I can tell you, we were all more than puzzled about it. But I remember the case, though. It was a chap. Was it after the All-Ireland final or something like that?
2023, yeah.
Yeah. But again, one particular case is picked out of the ether to highlight this. Now, what would be very interesting would be if you could find out who was the colleague that was representing that man to find out why that case took that little
took so
time.
Long. Took
yeah,
so long.
Rather than just plucking it out of the air, and then we're all supposed to be beaten in with the same brush. A part of the same brush beaten with the same thing.
The same thing, effectively.
Which is better, to be tarred or beat? But anyway, look, yesterday was very telling in the High Court, as you probably know, that a pile of people who were refused bail because they had no legal representation brought these, which would be way outside of my knowledge of these things, what are called Article 40 applications, which is a kind of a habeas corpus application that, you know, I've been the victim of an unfair procedure because I wasn't legally represented. And apparently all the they have to be brought against the DPP because the DPP is the prosecuting authority. But the minister apparently sent somebody in to apply for him to become a notice party in all of these. So what that all means again, I just don't know. All I'm saying to you is that all the people who applied to be released were all actually released yesterday in the High Court again. But they had to go to those rounds to go into the High Court to look for to be released from a system which in reality should have had legal representation at first level, which we now can't have because of what the minister did.
Yeah, so, Pat, my next question is going to be, where does this all go from here? But before that, have a listen to what Jim O'Callaghan said when he was questioned yesterday about the nature of the dispute.
Right. Some solicitors think that if they put enough pressure on the system to disrupt cases, that this is going to result in political pressure on me and I'm going to revoke the regulations. That's not going to happen. However, like any new scheme that's introduced, I will keep it under close review.
So there you go. He's saying all the solicitors resigning. It's all a bargaining position, try and pressurise me, put political pressure on me to abandon the scheme. That is not going to happen. It sounds like he's digging his heels in. On the other side, it sounds like you're digging your heels in. You're very far apart.
Yeah, we're very much dug in on this. Very much dug in, because this actually affects our livelihood. And it affects the lives of all of our members all over the place. There are loads of law practices that do nothing but criminal work, Jerry. Nothing but criminal work. Who are, as I speak to you on the morning of Tuesday, the 14th of July, are not being paid and will not be paid and will not be paid for a while. When, in fact, all the members of the Cabinet, now you can correct me if I'm wrong on this because I'm not much good at the politics, that they're all going on holidays on Thursday, are they?
Yes, that's right. Summer recess.
Yeah.
Well, in fairness to them, they're not going on holidays. They won't be in the Dáil, but I'm sure they'll be working in their constituencies.
We'll
give that to them anyway.
But they won't be doing Dáil business. Is that it?
No. But the cabinet will still be meeting.
All right. The cabinet will still be meeting. But like, they're technically on a summer break, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what it's recess. Called? I mean, yeah. Well, you see, our lads can't be in any recess. Our lads, you should be aware of this, that the old days of the month of August being a break for the lawyers and all that kind of stuff, when the courts effectively only ran temporary courts on a Thursday morning, usually for about an hour, that day is long since passed. August is just as busy as any other month now. And again, there'll be cumulative backlog building up during the entire month of August while people are, in the Dáil are on, as you say, this break. But our lads won't be any break. But they won't be working. For as long as this strike goes on, everybody should know this. Sending out the army to us or whatever, we will not be giving into this. Under no circumstances. I've said it before, iron has entered the souls of all of our members. They've become, I have never seen them as rigid and as difficult in terms of facing something down. So, like, whatever view the government and the minister are going to take in this, without negotiation, without it, in fact, I even said this at the start of this campaign, there's a readjustment due to us, not downwards, but upwards, since the COVID era back then. And we never got it, and instead now this is coming along and an attempt is being made to reduce our money.
Okay, then, could this collapse the criminal system in this country?
Sorry again?
Could this collapse the criminal justice system in this country?
Of course it could collapse it. I mean, the criminal justice system is a tiered system where everybody who's charged with some type of a criminal offence and who wants to be represented in court has to be in the first instance represented by a solicitor. If the matters of noted seriousness, you bring counsel on board. If it's a matter of ultra seriousness, you bring a second counsel on board. And why not? These are to protect people who might say, I never did what's being alleged against me. The very minimum I'm entitled to be is legally represented. And there's a kind of something out there that says this should not be the situation. Sure, of course it has to be the situation. And if people are not going to be legally represented, then I saw what Roger Gorman said, that you are effectively looking at the collapse of the criminal justice system.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen.
Are there any attempts being made to get your colleagues on the civil side of things to join the work to rule, Pat?
Well, I tell you now this, and this, none of this is meant to be funny, but Judge David Waters, who's no longer with us, is quite a tall man. And
yes.
I don't do any family law myself because I just simply couldn't get around to it. But there's the odd day that I just have to go into the family law court if there was a person brought in on foot of a criminal warrant and it was urgent. And the stack of files that were on that bench in front of that extremely hard-working judge was enormous. I could hardly even see him behind it. And I'm told now that in relation to a pile of the civil practitioners who are also complaining bitterly about the what they were alleged to be the paltry fee they'll be paid for doing their family law cases, are also now leaving the system one by one. And by the way, just on that point, when you put the minister on there a few minutes ago talking about that, he referred to the fact in one of his last interviews that some solicitors are leaving the Criminal Legal Aid Panel. Where did he get the word some from? Like, is it not glaringly obvious from the television, not in mind the wireless, is it not glaringly obvious the amount of solicitors who walk down the steps of the CCJ in Dublin? Do you think they wanted to do that? You know, I mean, we are a responsible group of people. We are educated to four levels of education, the national school, secondary school, the university, and then the professional qualification afterwards. We have worked very, very hard to get where we are, and we work very, very hard and long hours for our people. And the very, very minimum we're entitled to is to be remunerated, which is not being done now.
Hasn't Jim O'Callaghan done the same to get where he is, though, Pat? Hasn't Jim O'Callaghan done the same to get to where he is? And he has decided, based on the evidence that he says he has, The system needs reform. Micheál Martin said that yesterday as well. He said the system does need reform. He wants ye to engage with the minister. But Jim O'Callaghan, like, he didn't think this up on a whim. He's a reason for doing it, surely. And he would have been very aware as well of the possible political cost to this and the cost to the legal system of trying to do this reform. He's not doing it just for a laugh, is he?
Hold on now, Secretary. He wants us to negotiate with him, is it?
Well, he wants the Taoiseach said he wants, he's encouraging engagement. But what I'm saying is, my point is, Jim O'Callaghan must be doing this for some reason, surely.
Hold on a second. Look, we have said in all this, the facts are bearing this out. This was a cabinet decision, we were told, that was made last February. Unless I'm wrong, again, today is the middle of July. And what negotiation has taken place in the meantime? What negotiation? None. This was superimposed on us, and there was no discussion. Lads, take it on the chin. This is the way it's going to be from the 1st of July onwards. Well, you see, you can't bully a group of people like that. You just can't do it. People who are already walking at a very slow, very low payment rate. Look, you'll quote back to me right now in this conversation, which you're entitled to do. One particular solicitor in Dublin who made nearly, €800,000 or €900,000.
Yeah.
Maybe one or two are out here who made a lot of money as well. But what about all the rest of the practitioners? Like, you pick out one or two or three and you hold those up as a dead crow to scare away
the rest of the system.
Crows.
Yeah.
No, yeah. But again, that's not
representative of everybody, is what your position and law side is pushing. Okay,
right.
Pat, we're out of time. Thanks for your view.
I know we're out of time, but I can tell you, the minister's also out of time.
Okay, very good. Pat Mann there, strong words, very, very upset, very angry. Iron has entered the soul of the legal profession on the criminal side of things, and they're not for turning on resigning from the Criminal Legal Aid Panel. Both sides, as I said, seem very far apart on this one, and the disruption continues.